Beginn der Karan Daten, es sagt, es war bekommen der Pei-Vav, beginn der Beis, beginn der Beis, beginn der Zigmara, Orem Bar Beishesu, I think someone who's undressed is a person that can be shamed, which Beis, according to Rashi, explains, the Kibin, the Ein Mak, Bila Halach Orem, if maybe they are them, since it's not particular about going undressed in front of the people, me have a call about Beishesu, you think it's someone that can have shame? But question Beru Shem. So he says, well, that's typical according to interpretation, Maish from the Parcha Breisa, well, why the question asked on the Breisa? Well, Mipra Mastin. But this the question you could ask on the Mishnah, Tony, the Mishnah says, Mabaishas Ram Chayev, if you embarrass an undressed person, you Chayev. Well, why? I thought he's not Barbaishas. So the Benir Lefer says, it appears to explain the Mastin Le Parch. No. The question is not difficult on the Mishnah, because the Pshita the Arm Babaishas, so of course a naked person could have shame, Im Rikig Boyo, Satra, if it spits at him or slaps him. Ablashna Baisa Mashmalay, but the wording of the Breisa sounds like that Baisha Arim, that he embarrasses him naked. The wording sounds like that it's different wording than the wording of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says Mavaish Esa Arm. Here it's saying Baisha Arm. It sounds like that the shame is by what he's revealing and undressing him. Well, that's he's already undressed. Well, they tell me more, but the words of the Mishnah is in the Baisha says in the Mavaish Arm Lavaish Lavish. You can't compare someone who you embarrass him undressed to embarrass someone that's dressed. Now, the Reiki boy is such a kach mizbash kishu arm kamishu lavish. But if he's spitting at him or slapping him, what's the difference between dressed or undressed? The kach parach, therefore the Gemara asks, arm babayishas who? Because imo arim heicharim, if he's already undressed, how are you undressing him? Ma'abikton nam b'raisa this, also says nam b'raisa 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 merchatz. That if you shame someone in the bath, that's chayiv, you're going to be liable. And a b'raisa arm namikud, it's also going on shaming him for being undressed. Shedim ibe b'raisa merchatz, where he's undressing him in the bath. Undressing? Well, everyone's undressed in the bathhouse. Why would that be shameful? And therefore, that's the Gemara's question. The Tosis continued to ask the Asa Zika B'chulu that the wind came and that blew it up, which is really based on what he said in the previous days. He said, but if he himself picks it up, and his friend comes and picks it up, then he's going to be exempt Kibish Zayin Mak because he's not particular. It's only because the wind came. He is particular, and then he does more. That's what you can be chayav for. Oy Shem Mavis says, there's no, maybe Archa de Milson, like maybe it's just the norm. That could happen, that the wind blows it up. But a person doing it wouldn't be so common, but yeah, maybe that halacha would be the same if he does it also. Next, there's about to be the Gemara, Baisha, Yashin, Ameis, Mahut. What's halacha if you shame a person when he's sleeping and then he dies? What's halacha going to be? As the Gemara explains the question. So that's why it's a wonder. The Lemaise Hacha Mr. Avshashis doesn't mean the teaching of Avshashis, the Beishon Achanakin, which is in the Sanhedrin of Pehim et Alf, which Parach Bepshitas, the Gemara asks very simply, Vam Avshashis, Baisha Yashin, Ameis, Chayiv. It says clearly, this halacha, if you shame a person who's sleeping and he dies, you're going to be Chayiv. Now, Beishvam Shekasben, but actually, what you could say is there are certain texts that say, "Vam Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes says, "Baisha Yoshin Chayev." But look, you see the mace. So that wouldn't answer our question because he doesn't die. But Lenir Klal, that doesn't seem to be correct because the Ma'in Yoshin Lagav Katelish is Laharg. Then what does it have to do with that Gemara over there, a guy sleeping to a guy who is being killed, who's on his way to be killed, regarding if you're liable or not, if the halacha of Yoshin is not too much killing at all? But more of a Mikamash Rav Shesha, the more Rav Shesha actually be teaching us, Masnini, that's a Mishnah, Mavaish Tas Yashal Chayev. We know the Mishnah tells us if you embarrass the sleeping person, you Chayev. But anyway, in Timah Kolkach, but still, to answer the question, it's not such a wonder, Shlahevi Khan, Nilsa Rav Shesha, Mishnah Bayan, that it doesn't bring his teaching to answer the question, which he clearly answers it. Because the Akhai Gav Ashikhan, we find similarly, the Ein Bein Amuda, like in the Gemara in the Ndurm, the Flamahema base, the Iboyi, the Gemara asks over there, Hani Kahani, Kahanim Shluchat, they don't have a Shluchat, they're Shemai Haba. Are they our agents or they're Shem agents? But when I see Mr. Avun, the Amid Perakam, the Kedushin, he says explicitly in Kedushin of Rav Gimel Beis, Hanikan Shluch Rahman, and he says clearly that it's Hashem's agents, because he says, Dishluch Adidan, because if it's our agents, Mikabidi, there's such a thing that none of Mazi Abdi, we can't do any Mazi Abdi that they could do, because we can't do that, boy, how could they do it? So why not bring it? Yeah, sometimes the Gemara doesn't bring a certain Amar's teaching. Akash, what's difficult, because the Maskanda Hakamashma, the conclusion of the Gemara here sounds like the Baish Yashname is Potter, that what is the halacha? The Gemara seems to come out that if you shame a person who's sleeping and dies, then you're going to be exempt. Why? Because the Masnad Gemara comes out, that is because of a shame, as we find by the halacha of that of a katan. So, but that is difficult because that seems to be contradicting clearly his halacha that says you're going to be chayiv. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, his geras over there actually is Vam Rav Sheshes Baishri Chayiv, that if you shame him, the Michayev, and nothing to do with Yashin or Mace. It's going on, the guy was going out to be killed, but that wouldn't contradict what our Gemara comes out of here, that actually Baish Yoshna Meis is actually going to be Pati because it's his shaman since he died in his sleep, so he never had the shame. It's not about the family or Zilzin. Next says, not to begin with the words of Gemara, Suma Ein Baishas. A blind person doesn't have shame. Meaning, Stacey explains, the Suma Shabai is Pater. Meaning to say that if a blind person shames someone, he's exempt. But if someone shames a blind person, he's going to be Chayev. Because that's not understood from Einecha that you're going to be Pater. It's only the blind person that is Pater, but not what's done to him is Pater. That's not Pater. Chemash Matar Pesha Kunches, the Pirish, also sounds like this from Rashi's interpretation that he explains. The Daik must need Lik of Yehuda. Where does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is not like Yehuda, like Dani, because it doesn't say Sumer Shabayish Pater. It doesn't say of a blind person that embarrasses is Pater. Kedetani, like it says in the Mishnah, Yashin Shabayish Pater, if a sleeping person embarrasses Pater. Oh, so that's not like Yehuda, because he holds that a blind person that embarrasses is Pater. Now, Mashmit sounds like, but only that's the dig. That Deloy Matzei Daik, but you couldn't infer this, that it's not like Yehuda, and they tell you for the fact that it's in the Mishnah, Hamavayishas, is a Mechayiv, that if someone embarrasses a blind person, Mechayiv, what do you mean? I thought Yehuda holds your Pater. No, because it might be that him Hamavayishas a Mechayiv. He agrees that if you embarrass a blind person, Mechayiv. And therefore, that's why that wasn't enough of a proof to show that the Halacha Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Next says, Mata bin Gemara, Malahal and Suma Loi, Shuzuko Badir, it's not a blind person, so too over here. I'm telling you, going to say, wait a second, if you're learning from the Halacha of Eidus, from Eidim Zayman, to the Halacha over here, to say that, for the Halacha of Baishas, so the Imalahal and Gazlan, Avadim Loi, then you're going to say, wait, we know robbers are not good at Eidim. Not just blind people. So I've got my baishas lefatru. So for shame, the baishas they should also be pater. V'chid maybe can say no. Isha techiach. A woman will disprove this because the psula edus, a woman is also invalid for testimony of the chayevus baishas, and she's liable for baishas because that's like in the pasuk v'chizib mavusha, which the pasuk explicitly says she's liable for shaming this other man. Well, imkin tuma namali asi. So then you shouldn't learn a blind person either. So how we differentiate between the tuma and gazlan lavadim? Since compares these two parashas, the word Einecha. Now, even though really Einecha is going on the cords, Svaru, logic would tell us that the Gezer Shav is specifically something regarding Einecha, the eyes, which is comparing the Halacha of Eidus to the Halacha of Baisha, specifically regarding the blindness, which is Einayim, and not regarding any of the other characters like Aslan and Bavav. Next is about the beginning of the Gemara. And since it's two miyutim, that's what actually he holds. It's actually including this halacha of to be chayiv for the summa. Now, Tosfos says, "Tem, it's a wonder because don't write any miyut, don't do a double miyut, just don't say any miyut. But it's going to be included. You could ask the other way around also. Don't say any reboot, so you don't have to double reboot to then say to exclude. You were automatically excluded. Tais says that's a wonder. Next says when the words the Gemara, Tiv Malkis Menayin. How do you know that regarding he's Pater from Malkis? Because Asya Rasha Rasha, we compare the halacha from Yisus Bezin, just like over there, he's Pater Tzotzer from Malkis. Now, says that Rebbe Yehuda Darash Halacha Gezer Shava the Rasha Rasha. So Rebbe Yehuda is obviously expounding this Gezer Shava, as we're explaining his opinion. Rabbanan loy pligi, but either Rabban, they disagree. They don't really disagree in the Gzeir Shava. Al loy patri suma fil b'chi b'galis. They hold, but you want to learn from b'chi b'galis to the halacha of Malkus, but they hold galis also, the suma is going to be chayiv, so too for that of Malkus. So that's why they hold your patri Malkus, not because they disagree with the Gzeir Shava. Now, b'echadid mamnis in Perik, echadid mamnis in Hanedin of Lamegim on Beis, gabidin nefashas. The halacha is that you can't undo a court case once you held the person was exempt. But if you held them liable, you could undo the court case if it's to merit him. Nami Omar, that Chiva Malkis, so that was also said. Chiva Malkis, how do you know that the same thing is by lashes, that you'll undo it if someone wants to be mezakim and say that, oh, really, he's not liable? Asir Rashi Rashi Rashi. So you see, this is the Gzeir Shabbat, bring up in our Gemara. Tani Namachi Bechulu, etc. Some of the Gemara, Dershlam, Pegat, and Megamakis, and also the anonymous Gemara in the first Pegamakis of Haim Bez also teaches this. that Edom Zemim don't get executed until the verdict was already handed down based on their testimony, and then they were refuted. And there it also brings it this gezeirah shel Avraham shel Rasha. Now I says at the bottom peg I'm the Sanhedrin and the Yerim Alaf my time the Bishmol the Mamakis Mechav Gimel. How do we know that Malkus has to have a court of 23 judges? Amabai says Asir Rosh Rosh will learn from Misa, which requires a 23. Rav Ami says no, Malkus Tachas Mida Misa Midas. He knows from the Svara that you know because Malkus is in place of death, and just like death requires Chavakim also to Malkus. So it says Lamashem the less later of a Rosh Rosh. It's not because it doesn't hold the Gezeirah Shava, which is where Abai learned it from. It's from late Tzarech. Just you don't need to bring it from the Gezeirah the Meguva Malkus. I mean, the Bechav Gimel from the context of Malkus Zav. You know it requires 23. The Malkus Zav has Misa and Misa Bechav Gimel. Now, well, in the Magzirim Leschus, the Magzirim Lechayba. Then wait. Why don't you say the same Svara that regarding that you could undo it to be Mazak of the person, but not for Chayba? So it says no. There, Leishayev called Kach Malkus Tachas Misa Mendes. That's not really. You can't say that Malkus is just like Misa. Maybe only by death penalty, by death, did we say Mishum Mishav to Eidah, but Tilo Eidah, we have an obligation to try to save the person. But that wouldn't necessarily be the same to Mizaka by Malkus too. And Bechim Perek Kamba, the Malkus, in the first Perek Malkus, the Bechim and Avgah, we have Mishal Shem Lamamen. Allah says, when the Edom Zayman are refuted, let's say there was four of them, and they tried prosecuting $700, each one pays $25. You divided the money. But Mishal Shem Malkus, but Malkus, each one has to get the full 39 lashes. How do we know this? So Mabai says, Asir HaShash, no, from Gezeirah Shavah. Because Misa, obviously, can't divide, so to Malkus. Rabbi says, no, Benikash HaZamalekai. They tried doing 39 lashes. If he's going to get only 13 lashes, or whatever it is, he's not getting what he tried to do to the person. So here also says, Taisis, Lav, as we get into the top of Pezan Manav, that's not Mishum de Lesle Rabbi HaShash HaShash, not because Rabbi doesn't hold the Gezeirah Shavah, but Mishum Shein Tzarech. Just you don't have to. The Magufa the Kresh, I mean, because from the context of the Pasuk itself, we know the Imish HaShemalakas that you obviously cannot divide Makkas, because you're not going to be getting Kashazam then. Now, Obeilin Iris, Nigmar Subis of Lamehmer Aleph, Kabachiba Malkus, Shagin, the Dava Acher. Someone's liable for lashes, but he did it by mistake, so he's not going to get the lashes. And he's liable for something else, like mammon, like money. Damir Shalkash says, Beferishim, the Torah explicitly includes Achiba Malkus, that the liability of lashes, Kachiba Mises, is like that of death, where you're not going to be Chayiv. Even though you did a b'shegig for the money, so too for Malkus, with the Torah included. So Miami says, from Rosh Rosh, we have the Gezeirah Shavah. Rav Ami says, no, maka maka. Says, Tayyis, Hasan v'ade lo dar shavah Rosh Rosh. Yeah, there he's obviously not darshaning Rosh Rosh, and that's why he's learning out from maka maka. He actually holds that you are liable if you did by mistake something that make you liable for lashes for the monetary payment. So obviously, good learn the Rosh Rosh. He's obviously not learning how to make Zeru Shalom. The Chaim Bahu Pirka so too in that period of Lamazayim and Avam Agabe Leia Asin Onish Onish says in the Torah, if there's no unfortunate death, so then Onish Onish is going to be liable for the monetary payment for the miscarriage for the payment the monetary value of the fetuses. I Vamach and Afka. From here, we would learn out that you can't get death and for having killed the woman and the monetary payment for the child, for the fetus. Masim nafka, we know from Gedei Rishasai, which is Mishum Risha Achasat B'chai B'chul, only liable for one wickedness and not for two things. Masim Gimar comes out, yeah, Chadim Misa Mammon, once for that you're not liable for death and money, and Chadim Malkas Mammon, once for that you're not liable for lash of money. So obviously, Loidar is Rasha Rasha. Obviously, you're not expounding Rasha Rasha, because or else you would learn that one from the other. And behind the time the Rabbi Yechon, that's the reason of Rabbi Yechon. Now, he's so gesavri, that's so geholds, like, the shin Russia, Russia, we don't expand Russia, Russia, which that's the question, as I thought we said, everyone agrees to, meaning, behind the time the Rabbi Yechon, and he's so ge, and that's so gesavri, because they hold, the like, shin Russia, Russia, we don't expand, el in vam shim begufa mak, maybe we're showing you that they don't hold, but I thought we said everyone does hold. So he said, no, that's el in vam shim begufa malkus. That's from the essence of the lashes, the kra, the rasha, because the pasuk by rasha, where it says that word, begufa malkus, it says in the context of the essential lashes. I've left him a moment, but to exempt him from money, monetary payment, which with the death and with the lashes, begufa malkus, that's not the essence of the lash itself. Tradition, that we don't expound it. But all the other things that we said that we do learn the Rosh Hashanah is the essence of the Malkus itself. Yeah, but from the word Malkus, Rabbi learns that very well because the Bishlumik said Malkus Mamin Shalmena. There it is in the context of Yishalmena and payment. So therefore, that's where it learns about Malkus Malkus. But Babayis Lehil's Nafila Hosam, Shavda Rosh Hashanah. No, even over there, when it's not the essential, but even the secondary thing, you do learn it from Rosh Hashanah. So Gid Hosam, Gabri Shasai. Now that's so over there. By Rishasai, that we said because they Rishasai learning both. Alibi the Rabbi is going like Rava, but Rabbi Amamukik Rabbi, he would say it's like Rabbi Meir, but Misa Malkus, with death and lashes. The Malkus of Mamon Litzar Kra, that with lashes and money, you don't need a Kra, you don't need a Pasik, because the Asti Rasha Rasha, you learned it out from Rasha Rasha. Meaning that what Rabbi would say, that all that no, from Rasha Rasha you could learn that also something like this, but so the second Pasik is from the teachers that. If he's chayev in one shot, death and lashes, the chiv misa is going to exempt for the chiv of malchus, because that's what the Gemara explains with the according to a man that holds that a person is loike mishalim, and there's no chiv malchus to part of the mammon, because he explains the second pasuk with misa and malchus.